Belinda presents this unabridged recording of the Somerset Tsunami, written by Emma Carroll and read by Catherine Press. For Alice, Word Witch. Person for trial, on suspicion of witchcraft. To be held at the Spring Assizes, Glastonbury, for the County of Somerset. 12th of January, 1616. Part 1. A few months earlier, in which our hero's life takes a strange and dramatic twist. One. We lived in a hamlet called Fair Maidens Lane, which wasn't a lane at all, but half a dozen moss-roofed cottages cowering against the weather. For as long as I could remember, there'd been no grown men amongst us, just women, girls, and my brother Jem. As for fair maidens, there was Abigail, my elder sister, though she was only middling pretty. Our womenfolk were a capable lot, breeding pigs, catching fish, crushing herbs, and birth babies in the local towns and villages, and had a reputation for doing all of it well. Yet we're our own little community, bounded by the Severn Sea on one side, the Quantock Hills on the other. And because none of us needed rescuing like maidens in stories, how do you believe, our hamlet's name came to be a fine joke. No harm was meant by it, at least not then. The first sign of change was a slight shift in the air, which I suppose was the coming of autumn, because it made goose flesh rise up along my arms. Then Jem, who at 15 summers was 2 years my elder, got taller as if he'd grown overnight like a magic plant. Every morning his breeches rose further from his knees. Where once he'd been as soft as a fresh loaf, he was now all wrist bones and shoulder blades, and had a voice that squeak boomed when he spoke. "Mercy, brother, grow any taller and the birds will start perching on you," I exclaimed one morning when he had to bend to avoid the ceiling beam over our heads. "Come here and say that, Fortune Sharp," he threatened, Fortune being my name, though I was yet to discover why. We chased each other out of the house, ducking and squealing under Abigail's laundry lines, which sent next door's youngster pigs tottering to the fence to see what all the fuss was about. Our neighbour, Saddleback Sally, was known far and wide for breeding exceptional pigs. We ran on, past leathery Gwens, who had skin as tough as hide from the hours she spent catching crayfish along the shore. The timber cottage opposite hers was home to Ruth and Jane Redfern, local midwives and clever in the ways of herbs. Before we knew it, we'd reached the last dwelling in the hamlet, Old Margaret's, with its dairy where she made delicious yellow cheeses. In the pasture beyond, she kept a herd of cows that our mother and her milking stool tended every day. Mother was paid well for her skill, and so we'd always been told to be polite to Old Margaret. As Jem and I hurtled past, still laughing and shouting, Old Margaret was out in her yard rinsing cheesecloths. "What's all this noise then?" she cried, flapping a cloth at me. "Anyone would think the devil himself was chasing you."